welcome to Impact Live Wire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and other exciting people that support Immatic's mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans. Today we'll be interviewing Mark Coleman, a leader in Immatic and chair of the Teacher Preparation Committee. All right, welcome, Mark. We appreciate you joining us for Impact Live Wire. With your communities, I know it's hosting July, but what are some of the things your community is focused on right now?
Well, we've got a lot of things going on right now, Evan. We've got, I've got a regional rep, Meg Moss, and I are currently writing a grant to create some teacher prep summer workshops that we can bring in people from all over the country and do a live workshop. And so that would allow, you know, people in our community to share ideas, lessons, activities, and just put them all together in one big portfolio, and also build some connections with some people across the country too. I think it's so much better to connect with people live than it is, you know, through a Zoom or something. So I think those workshops could be very powerful. And we also are focused on our It Worked For Me classroom activities in the classroom. We're kind of trying to create a repository of activities, lessons, and things that deal specifically with math for elementary educator courses so that they can kind of share things, especially for the new ones that are maybe their first starting out, that they want to get some ideas, and some of the veterans can share their ideas that they've had that are very effective. So those are a couple of exciting activities that are going on right now.
And that kind of leads into our next question. And what is your vision for your community, in at least in the near future?
Yeah, all those activities and stuff, the vision is to get a lot more people involved into our community or our committee. You know, we want to get more involvement and get more people active in our community. That's kind of the vision right now.
You obviously have been doing a lot of work. What are some of the best resources that have helped you along the way?
You know, I think some of the best resources that I've been dealing with here in the last few years is just other people, you know, connecting with these other people and sharing ideas and just talking to them. I think that's been the best resource for me personally, you know, and showing up at Immatic conferences, introducing yourself and just sharing ideas with people. I think that's been the best resource for me.
Why did you initially join your community?
Well, that's funny. You know, when I was a newbie, you know, in these math for elementary educator classes, you know, I was looking for ideas. I'd never taught these classes before. And so, you know, a book just doesn't cut it for me. I wanted to get some insight from some veteran people. And so that kind of got me into this teacher preparation committee. And so, and I met some great people that, you know, have retired or whatever, but some great people are out there that have really helped me along the way. And I'm hoping to pay it forward, you know, as we do this.
That's always good. And speaking of some of those great people that's helped you, who has been your biggest supporter or mentor or role model over the course of your career?
You know, honestly, my wife and kids are my biggest role models and support mechanisms. But I have met some great people through Immatic along the way. It's been great.
That's great. Well, family always comes first, so that's outstanding. What is one of the most common myths about your community that you want to debunk?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of confusion out there on what Teacher Preparation Committee really is.
Yeah.
You know, I've even heard from former board members of Immatic, oh, really? I didn't know what that committee was about. And so, you know, I think a lot of them thought it was just you're preparing junior college teachers to teach, you know, those types of things. I think that was kind of the common theme of what a lot of people thought it was. But, you know, we really focus on the math for elementary educator courses, and a lot of the courses that benefit those, I think, is more of our focus than just, I think a lot of people just thought it was, how do you prepare teachers to teach junior college? And that really isn't what our focus is.
That's a good point. What's something about you that most people familiar with you wouldn't know?
I am a classic car enthusiast. I own a 1970 Opel GT. You know, a lot of people don't even know what that
Opel
is.
Yeah, I drove an Opel over in Europe. It's great. Yeah.
No, they're great. They're great to drive, reliable. They were good. And I do have a 1975 convertible Corvette. So
That's interesting.
I spend a lot of time working on those. So
now the Opel, correct me wrong, isn't that eventually was bought out by GM? So it's essentially a GM car. Is that correct?
Yeah, GM owned, they imported them
from
Germany. And the GT, the body of itself was actually built in Italy, but then they shipped them over to Germany to put in the engines and everything else and the suspensions and stuff. And then they General Motors shipped them over and sold them through Buick dealerships, actually.
Hey, so we're in the future. First of all, I really appreciate your time and what your committee's doing. We know that you're hosting the month of July, so we're looking forward to that. And everything that your community is going to bring up. I know they're going to have weekly discussions on various topics. I'm really looking forward to that. But if for our viewers out there, where can our listeners connect with you either online or offline in the future? Where's the best place for them to contact you or your community?
Well, we're really looking forward to that Impact Live July stuff as well. I think we're really looking forward to that. So I encourage everybody to go to that. And if you want to contact me personally through email, that's great too. I'm always looking forward to meeting new people and directing them to where they need to go for anything that they want to do or learn. And just look up the directory in Amatic's website. You know, we've got the teacher prep category there. I encourage them to click on that. Of course, my Amatic, we're going to have a lot of content on there after July. So, I encourage everybody to click on that content as well. Through our Amatic newsletters, those newsletters, we try to get some articles written for those. And so I encourage people to read those. And we always have information on what's going on in our committee through that. So any of those would be great.
Well, Mark, we really appreciate your time. And like I said, we look forward to you and your community's activity here in July and look forward to everything that you have in store for us. So thank you for your time and have a great, great month of July. So that wraps up this month's interview with Mark Coleman from AMATIC's Teacher Preparation Committee. Please join us in upcoming months where I'll be interviewing Karen Gaines, Rachel Bates, and Dennis Ebersole. Until then, continue to make an impact every day.